is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God loves you even when you're walking away from him. He loves you more than you will ever realize. And I'd open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant his servant great boldness this day to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right. Psalm 135 and 7. We see what God's nature is like and what he thinks of you. It says, I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I've put my hope in his word. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. Friends, the Lord is saying he will redeem you from every kind of sin. You can hope in him because of his unfailing love for you. God's love is extravagant. We see this in John 3:16, for God so loved. When Christ was on earth, the idea that God is love was counterintuitive. When you said God was responsible, he would have been fear. God was a strict observer of man's follies and quick to disprove and punish. Outside the Jewish community, God was considered an outright tyrant. At the root of this fear, it is the fact that all people recognize in their heart that they are unworthy sinners, not knowing the good news of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. They are left to dodge the lightning from heaven, which they sense they have earned. And then into the context, Jesus drops these words, God so loved. It turns religion topsy-turvy. It confounds the Jewish leaders. It forced the full rewrite of one's idea of a creator. No longer could the ancients think God to be a loaf simmering angrily from his throne, leaning on the figure of some way of a footstool of wrath. They had no radically shift. They had to radically shift from the concept of him, from their fear to love. It was God who sent his son and sent him for us. At the back of everything is the love of God. God was never the wrathful deity of the ancient. He loves us from the beginning. A testimony of a young lady who found God's love by making very poor choices. She actually had an abortion. So she goes on to say, before I went to the healing school church, I had an abortion. I made a decision in my life that I regretted instantly. I went through a lot of depression and suicidal thoughts, but God pulled me out of that and he brought me back to the River Church. And I went to the healing school and I was completely set free from depression, and I know that I'm loved by God. And I know that my baby is in heaven, and I know that I will see him one day. I am so thankful for the healing school, the church. Psalm 59:10, my merciful God shall come to meet me. And that's exactly what happened to this young lady. God was this young lady's refuge in her day of trouble, for God was her defense, the God of her mercy. You could be thinking, I have made some poor choices. He couldn't love me now. Friend, it's never how God works with, never how love works with God. Before, during, and after your stumble, and through every stumble to follow, his love remains intact and perfect. Any variation is simply imaginary. God loves you. He always has and he always will. God has an unselfish concern for you and a willingness to seek the very best for you. Friend, there is a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered now, but only you can make this decision. In Romans 10, verse 8 and 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Friend, remember this. You are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. You can pray this prayer all the time, every day. I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm free. I'm free from condemnation. Let the hand of the Lord lead you to the destiny he has prepared for you. It is better than your mind can fathom. Receive it with joy. Get into a good Bible-based church. May you walk with the divine knowledge that your destiny has been written in the chronicles of glory from the creation of time. God sees you today. You're on the highway to heaven. Celebrate with joy unspeakable in Jesus' name. Right, we go to today's scripture from Thessalonians 5:15. It says, see that no one repays another evil for evil, but always seek that which is good for one another and for all people. The message today in this short message is kindness and goodness. In Galatians 5, the scripture talks about the nine fruits of the Spirit, or the spiritual qualities that manifest in our lives when we allow Him, our God, to work in us. The more we invite God to move in our hearts and follow His word, the more these characteristics will manifest in us. Kindness and goodness are two of these fruits of the Spirit. The scripture tells us that His kingdom leads people to repentance. His kindness leads us to repentance. In other words, kindness advances the kingdom of God. The more kindness and goodness we show other people, the more we are acting like God. The Bible also tells us that what we sow, we shall reap. When we seek to do good to others, we will reap goodness in our own lives in return. They look for ways to show kindness and goodness to people around you, even when they aren't kind to you. Don't repay evil for evil. Take the high road. Bless those who wrongfully use you. Seek to do good. Show kindness, and you will see it come back as a blessing to you in your own life. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we go now to going to be praying for the sick shortly. God's word, God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease. Healing is an inseparable part of the gospel. So when Jesus sent his disciples to preach the good news, he also commissioned them to heal the sick. We go to Luke 17:11-19. Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, contagious, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Friends, a leper was contagious. He was not allowed to dwell in the city at that particular time. The law demanded that this disease be isolated from the rest of the people. You see that in Leviticus 13:45. Going to Luke 17:14. So then Jesus saw them. He said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Friend, when Jesus told the men to visit the priests, he was instructing them to get a certificate of release indicating they were free of disease. See this on Deuteronomy 28:8. As they followed his instructions, they were cleansed. He did not heal them on the spot. He did not heal them in a distant spot. He healed them as they moved to obey his orders or obey his word. In Luke 17:15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, at Jesus' feet, giving thanks as he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where then not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. See, what the Samaritan foreigner was doing with 9 Jews, well, leprosy joined them together in a common community of woe. Out of all those who had been healed, the one knowing the least about Jesus returned to thank him. Jesus rewarded him with healing beyond the physical. The power of God cleansed him inwardly from the stain of sin. Now, I have a testimony here. When I was in the Philippines, it's from my friend I went away with probably about 5 or 6 times to the Philippines. The very first time I went over there, there was this testimony. It says this. He wrote the testimony. This is what he says. As we arrived at the leprosy hospital, we asked permission to visit and pray for lepers. Permission was granted, and we were left alone. We preached the gospel, gave testimonies of lepers healed in India, where we had been, that we had prayed for. After my message, they received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They got born again. Reading from Psalm 103:2, who says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit of destruction, who crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercies. See, as the lepers got excited, they told other lepers in the building, and at least 40 were saved and healed. Well, the next day, Jeff and his brother-in-law, John Hone, are going to the same hospital, went to the remaining wards where the lepers were in a bad state. John Honan could not bear the stink. He went outside the room, and it was that bad. Holy Spirit kept me moving, Jeff said, compassionately as I moved it, and as I kissed some of them on the cheek, they wept as the first time they'd been touched in years. We cannot always see healing instantly, but the Bible says they shall recover or they shall get well. In the whole complex of the rooms, between 40 to 60 patients. Well, 1 year later, John Honan went back to the same hospital to minister again. The head lady in charge said, I'm sorry, there's no more lepers. They're all gone. They're all been healed. A couple of old men come in here and healed them all. Jeff said, this is the gospel truth. Praise the Lord that we can be his instruments. John 4:4 says, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. John 14:12-13, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will do the works that I do, and he will do greater works than these because I go to my Father. And Romans 8:11 says, and if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is exactly what happened to the 60 lepers. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Our creative miracles and the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs healing, and the Holy Spirit will quicken or make alive and heal your body. Okay, we're going to start praying for the sick. Lay your hands on that part of the body. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I pray that every infirmity, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose them and set them free. I break the power of this over your life. Be healed. Give them a total miracle of healing, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven fill them now. Fill them with your goodness, Lord, I pray. Any with diabetes, I curse this. I command it to loose those, set them free. Go from them. Lord, set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. All pains in the back or hips or leg, wherever they are, I bind and break the power of it in Jesus Christ's name. I command you be healed and made whole. I command a creative miracle that needs to take place. Give them a miracle, Lord. Let the fire of God, the anointing of heaven, fill them. Fill them with your goodness, Lord, I pray. Blood disorders and heart problems, I curse this in Jesus Christ's name. I break it off of you. Let the anointing of heaven heal them. By the power of the blood of Jesus, be healed and made whole. Fill them, Lord. Fill their heart with your goodness. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. People are being touched right now. Long-standing problems are being touched right now by the power of God. Tumors and cancers, I command this to dry up from the roots. I curse it, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. Let the fire of heaven burn out every cell of cancer. I command you to burn it out, Lord. Burn it out. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole. It is destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Emotional trauma. People listening, we have emotional trauma. I bind and break the power. I command you be healed and made whole. I command shalom, God's peace. I pray that no good thing will be withheld. That's what shalom means. No good thing will be withheld. Be peace. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom peace has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke it is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So, friends, do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible says, fear not. It always distorts the truth and make us believe things which we should not believe. So divine healing can be instantaneous, but sometimes it can often be progressive where it unfolds over a period of time. We heard that today with those 60-odd people that had leprosy. It unfolded. They were all healed. John Honan went back there 12 months later and the hospital was empty. They were all gone. They were healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you shall get well or you shall be healed. So act your faith. Check the areas. See if there's any improvement. Most important, see if there's any improvement. And to keep your healing, make sure that you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship, as I said. No holding on to vindictive or being, forgive people. They might have been wrong and they might have been right, the people that you've got to forgive. But for your own health's sake, you've got to let it go. You've got to forgive them. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friends. Do not let doubt or unbelief come in. And know without a question that God wants to heal you. So today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you know the grace of God has forgiven you all your sin, that your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life, that God's grace is greater than your past, that the past has been buried and forgotten, never to be remembered again anymore. Celebrate with goodness, celebrate the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Dark is the stain and we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Why this trouble may be today?
Marvelous.